Hello all, this is YouTube video up film update for YouTube, Rumble, and TikTok for July 11, 2023. I had to think for a second before because I forgot about what I wanted to discuss that was so funny from last time. We just recently found out that Ice-T is suing a coronary because his Twitter followers are complaining that his fake prostitutional whorish wife, if you can call her that, is posing half naked for the fourth. The guy is sitting there bitching publicly. If you don't like her, why are you following her? Okay. Here's a sarcastic thought. Ha ha ha. If she's your wife, why are you selling her for prostitution? If you married her, why are you selling her? Now, here's the other half of it. Now, this is the same black nigger bastard who threw out the race card during a Law and Order episode. Okay. Now, with Rollins and that other guy, I'll slip my mind. I'll think of it when I get there. Now, he sits there. They're both sitting there doing the U.S. slogans and all the immigrants arriving to the U.S. and the supposed fake promise of freedom. Okay, they're doing their slogan. And guess what comes out of Ice-T's mouth? Oh, that's all well and good, but it doesn't mean anything. Me and my ancestors came over here for the wishful hope of freedom. Meantime, we all came over with chains on us, and we're still trying to get them off. This is the same fucking bastard that's worth $15 to $30 million, and he's complaining about poverty. He's got a Lamborghini that makes the Italians angry. He's got a $300,000 yacht. He's got a fake prostitution wife, and he's bitching about slavery? Really? Really? He's got more money than the people who are in poverty. The government gives him more freedom through the race card than the white crackers, meaning us white crackers, us white trash, sarcastically speaking. He's complaining about freedom. The government gives him more freedom through the wealth and money than he has in education. The guy has no education. All he does is put shit lyrics out through his mouth through the stupid rap shit. He sells his wife for prostitution. And he's claiming the poverty card. He's claiming racism. He's claiming slavery. Let me just say something, Mr. Ice-T. We whites, and I say that in a New York sarcastic mentality, us white crackers are sick and tired of being your slave for the money that you get for free. Okay? Now, some people may say, okay, yeah, Sweden, who I admire, may have the highest tax, income tax. Okay? They only do it for the celebrities. Why? Because there are certain celebrities who don't offer shit to society. They get their $15 million bank accounts. They get their $30 million bank accounts, Mr. Ice-T, who's claiming slavery. And you got the celebrities who are getting $75 million and $93 million who don't offer shit. I guarantee you, I say with affection to Sweden, Ice-T would be whining. Every celebrity who is uneducated would be crying in Sweden. Yeah, I don't have my $70 million. Well, guess what? You're left with, let's see, you bring in $9 million per series, per season, which leaves you with $7 million. No, I'm sorry, that's according to the U.S. tax bracket. You come home with $3 million to Sweden. Why I condone it? I condone it because there are celebrities who don't offer shit. There are good celebrities who do offer, but they offer it privately because they don't want to have an ego over it. But you get idiots like Ice-T, who sells his wife for prostitution. If he lost his followers, he'd still be bitching. I'm sure that his Coco, as he calls her, Nicole Austin, her real name, if she lost all of her followers and took his advice publicly, she'd be pitching him. The fuck did you have to be for? Why are you not open? Now, she wouldn't be talking normally.
She'd be squawking like a black nigger woman who's angry because she lost all of her income.
I'm sorry, welfare. She'd be bitching at him because she lost all of her following, and he'd be bitching because of the race card. Now, this is the same black bastard who had a kid out of fake pretenses in 2013. Don't quote me on that. I don't know the real year. He goes on The View and starts bragging that he's got a kid. And that his wife goes on, and that his fake prostitutional wife go on Twitter and brag, this is the way a married couple should be. How the fuck does she know what a real married couple should be? They're not even really married. So he's creating all this hysteria through the media with a big smile on his face. Why? Because they're getting media attention. If everyone stopped following her, he'd be bitching. Now, on the other flip side of that coin, who's to say that people are really following her? If you looked at my profile, shit. I may be, quote, following a lot of people, end quote. I'm not really following them. I'm bookmarking them. It's easy to follow them so you know where they are to get them fast and searching for them. So just because you've got, quote, 300,000 people, quote, following you, end quote, they're not really following you. They're just watching what the idiot is doing because she's loving the attention that she's getting, and he's loving the attention that he's getting through her. Well, shit, I forgot to tell you, that's social media. I was in such a funny mood, I forgot to tell you which one I was doing. But hey, who gives a shit? The other thing was Elon and Zuckerberg. Oh, please. Grow up. If I want to watch a real survival moment, I'll watch IP Man, and I'll go down to Hong Kong and Japan where you get real self-defense lessons. They're doing all this shit for the publicity. For all we know, they never even went into the octagon. Please. That is YouTube, Rumble, and TikTok film update for social media for July 11th, 2023. By the way, just so you know, for my last update, Ice-T is bitching. Now, this is sarcastic. Ice-T is bitching about the slavery card. Let me ask you something. To all of you liberals, Democrats, and all you celebrities and black celebrities crying out at the race card. You're claiming you don't have freedom. When was the last time you didn't get freedom through the race card? No one has had freedom in the U.S. unless it's upon consent. Now, I say this with affection to the European territory, and I say this with full sarcasm to the U.S. when it hasn't given anyone shit. Fuck the Fourth, until you're going to give a real democracy. Happy Guy Fawkes Day, where the Europeans eliminated a corrupt government for the sake of real freedom.